The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer?
Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the f- out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now f*** off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. To you and you and you, all the friends, all the fiends, all the people in between, if you know what I mean. Hi, good evening, good night.
Wait, that's
hold on, wait, and space boy, and
pretty interesting, I must say.
And do you not remember space boy? Do you not remember?
What am I supposed to remember?
We have a sponsorship from Fabuloso, and now you have to do the intro in Spanish as well. So, can you?
Right. Sorry. Okay. All right.
Let's not seem so.
Pull up the Google Translate.
Come
Hola.
On.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Estamos aquí, amigos fiend. Dos.
That's enough of that.
En todos.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Me habla T-Bone.
I don't think any of that is correct.
It definitely was correct. You can fact check me. That's fine.
Yo tengo el gato en mis pantalones.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shakira.
Foolishness.
Why would you have a cat in your pants?
Why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't I?
El gato es loco.
It's a crazy cat, huh?
It's crazy cat.
Crazy.
It's boss.
It's from like Blue Streak or something.
I remember that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That was a fun time. Fun time. Okay, hi. Speaking of fun times, it's another episode of your favorite podcast ever. Fiendcast, welcome back. You know, it's been a year already. I think we're just getting started, but there's a lot going on. A lot of conspiracies, which I don't even think are conspiracies. I think it's just facts.
A year from what?
Are we getting...
I'm saying it's been a year, like, since it started in January and where we are now. It's been a lot to happen. It's
been a big day.
It's been a big day. It's been a long day for us all. Speaking of having a long day, have you ever, like, gone out of the country on a plane flight for vacation? Like a long 12-hour plus flight?
No.
Nope. I've never been out of the country.
I've been to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Does Puerto Rico count?
Kind of, but not really. Because they're like, aren't they like a territory?
Yeah, I hate her.
So, yeah. Well, if you were to go on one of these plane flights, which I would, but it's also kind of freaky, like, to think about being on a plane that long, like...
Yeah, no, it's not comfortable.
No, and I don't know if, like, the planes are different if you have to be in them that long, like, if they're set up differently, you know what I mean? Like, do they give you a little more space or something?
I would hope yes, but probably not, because airlines are dicks, but I would love to be, like, asleep. I'd like to sleep through that. I don't think that's possible, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, what you would hope is that the plane is safe for that entire time, right? Like, you would hope that during your travels, however, if it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 12 hours, 15, you know, you paid your good dollars.
$560 and plus.
We've paid our good dollars. Okay, and we are putting our trust in this mode of transportation. They say that it's tested and it's safe and we can rely on them, right? They're going to provide the service, and not only are they going to provide the service, but they're going to do it in a way that gets you safely to your destination, your belongings safely to the destination.
Safer than driving in a car, they say.
They say.
Statistically. Statistically, I could see why, because motherfuckers aren't like...
Why? Really? Well, I don't know if I see that statistic.
Yes, because how many times in a day do you get in your car?
A lot.
How many times do you get on a plane?
Not as much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by that... Okay, if we're talking about by number, like, how often statistically, you're doing it,
statistically,
I guess,
but that, to be fair, likely, like, but... you could also tie that to, like, how many times you eat lamb in a year, you could die because you don't eat lamb, but maybe once a year, you know, so.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, because, like, okay, with the cars.
That was a fucking horrible analogy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I eat lambs all the time. I love my gyros, gyros.
Yeah, what am I doing over here? Like, gyros. I don't go to the Mediterranean
my
guy.
My shawarma.
My bad, folks.
No, like, the cars, yes, we use them more. So you're more likely to be in a car accident than a plane accident, but that doesn't make planes safer. I think that's a false equivalency. Just because it's more likely to happen doesn't mean that contraption in the air, and if something were to go wrong, is a safer bet than if you were in a car and something were to go wrong.
You're relying on some old dude who has been probably a pilot for a long time, who relies on machines most of the time, so he's probably on drugs or drunk or just, like, you know, generally stressed out or whatever. Maybe he's not, whatever.
Maybe,
but
he just forgot how to do some shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, there's a lot of buttons up there, and he's relying on autopilot most of the time, so, yeah, like... And essentially, what, you're in a tin can?
Yeah.
Just in a thin-ass tin can. I've walked on that bridge between a plane, and there ain't much to it.
The little, I forgot what they're called, but yeah.
The OB depositor. And we're the little people Siemens. We're getting impregnated right into that plane. The plane's going to fly us across and birth us over in a new city.
So does only one, like, does one person just stick to the... plane, like, just stays
well
there and
one person
germinates.
Is gonna pilot us. Yeah, he's the winner.
We would hope so, because these motherfuckers are falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anyways, the point is that it should be safe. You want to trust it. But recently it's come out that, hey, some of these planes aren't trustworthy, and not just because you know, anything can happen, but because they, like, purposely and by they, a specific company was called out, Boeing.
Hold on, are we gonna get firebombed? Did you just write our death sentence?
No.
Are we gonna let that name stand? Are we gonna...
Yeah. We're standing on it.
No, we need to find that out.
We're being brave here. Just for the record,
we're
just
doing
for the
it.
Record,
we're
all of
out.
Sound mental health.
We're all sound right now, and this is, we're going for it.
I love my life, despite what you may have heard in other podcast episodes.
And if we get killed, it was not bad.
It wasn't. It's, and okay, and see, and like, we're, you know, we're, damn, but that's like a serious thing. Like, this is actually kind of a, it's a freaky fucking situation. This man, John Barnett, and he used to work for the Boeing, I guess, plane manufacturing company. He recently was taken to the news. He was talking out loud about how he's witnessed unsafe practices, things that could put people's lives in danger, and, you know, just a will, like a, but like they're willingly doing it. And so he's been dubbed a whistleblower, because usually that's what those people are called when they start telling on the other people. They're like, oh, they're blowing the whistle. And which I don't understand that. I do understand the term, but I don't like it. I think it's stupid.
Why don't you like it? They're like, hey, you guys need to be alerted to this. Everybody notice us. We're blowing the rape whistle in the parking lot. You've got one on your keychain. What do you got it for?
Because
to throw at somebody? No, to blow that whistle.
Because I don't know. I feel like in a way it just doesn't feel as, you know, it doesn't feel like validating to what this person's actually doing. Like, it feels more, I don't know, I'm not getting into it. I don't like the term.
It's got a negative connotation to it.
Yeah,
because you feel it's, do you feel it's sexual?
No. Is that,
are you ashamed of it?
No.
Are your modest, are your modest upbringings bleeding into your verbalization?
No, it has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying that I just don't like it. I definitely think it has a negative connotation. It doesn't, whatever. The point is, this man was dubbed a whistleblower because he is spilling the beans, which honestly, I don't know why this type of thing is even allowed. But according to him, when he worked there, he, you know, at one point he did a quality check. Like, he flew out to, I think it was like South Carolina or something like that. And him and he had some other guy with him and maybe some other person, but like a little small team. And they were supposed to be doing quality check on the manufacturing process of the planes. And he found like 200 or 300 errors, he said, like, like shit that needed to be fixed. And that was a problem. And so when they came back and they reported this, he's basically told, oh, no, that can't be right. Something has to be wrong with these numbers.
Yeah, that's way too many, right?
Yeah. So they send a separate dude out with a separate team to go and investigate, and they go and investigate, and they come back and they only found 30. And then these people were treated like, you know, oh, you know, good job, guys, you did good. And he's just like, what the hell? So he does ask one of the people who went on that second quality check. He's like, hey man, we counted a lot a lot of issues. Like, there's no way they fix that in like 6 weeks or whatever the time was, he said. And he's like, well, we only had like 2 hours to search. What, it was some massive amount of area, right? That they had a small amount of time to actually do the quality check on the thing. So even if they wanted to, they probably could not have identified all those other errors because they simply just didn't have time. So
how the fuck are you gonna walk into that not like plotting out that much time though? Like,
I mean, because it's get to this man, and like, you know, he's saying it's like purposely done. It's being like they don't want to actually address the issue.
They paid them not to do it in a short amount of time.
Yeah,
this is on the heels of a Boeing flight that lost. Didn't a door
popped off? No, not only one, like a couple. Yeah, a couple popped times. Off.
Yeah. Like, there's been multiple incidents with these aircrafts malfunctioning in air or landing or during takeoff. So that's just, so this man was bringing that to all of our attention. And unfortunately, He is now passed away. He is deceased.
He did not pass away. He committed suicide like a coward.
No.
Robbed
no,
his life.
No, no. Stop.
By the grace of God, is going to burn in
no,
hell.
No, why would in you hell. Say that? He, no.
Because that's where all sinners go no. when they suicide.
That's not.
One of the circles of Virgil, and harpies are going to rip into him for eternity.
Why would you say that?
And would you, what, okay, do you think a big corporation would lie? A big
yes.
corporation.
That's the thing. He didn't do the suicide. He did not. He definitely didn't. Like, they say that he did. They found him. He was actually in town getting ready to do another interview about this situation. He was staying at a hotel. And then he's not showing up. Nobody knows where he is.
So ridiculed with guilt.
He apparently, that's what they're saying, because he was found in his car with a gunshot wound, which they say is self-inflicted, but it just doesn't seem. It doesn't seem likely that that's.
Come on, you're saying two to the chest, two to your own chest, and then one to the side of your head, and then one to the back of your head. Doesn't sound like a typical method. Fuck out of here. Like, you haven't ever heard of any person just like bop, 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 bop.
Real was fast. There actually that many gunshots on him?
No. But there was a case, and I will look it up before the end of the episode, of a person, government related, who shot himself twice to the back of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that too.
Yeah, so it is not an unusual happening. Yeah. He made one of those machines where, you know how normally people make one to make their breakfast where they kick over a stack of dominoes and then it cuts a wire and then that wire lights a candle? Mm-hmm. But he did that for his shotgun. Mm.
Very inventive, this guy.
Yeah, you know, well, when you're racked with guilt because you're lying about Boeing, a great American company that employs... Right,
that anybody.
That never has hurt anybody.
It's honestly just so sick that, like, they can get away with this type of thing because, like,
devil's advocate.
How do we
exactly, like, who do you do? Okay, so
it's
the,
so obviously
the,
a hit.
Yeah, the police know Boeing killed him, but like, who do you go to the president of Boeing and be like, hey, somebody in your company killed this man, so we're taking you. Like,
honestly, I think yes.
Nah, but like, he would just
be
like,
a way, like, you got to take somebody, you got to do something, you got to do something.
Well, take
man.
My company. I have a company, very well known company. Mm-hmm. The president, he just stepped down, but he's still the CEO, I think, or mm-hmm. he's something high up in the company. Mm-hmm. The dude's like 89 years old, and I'm pretty sure, you know, not doing well in any sense. So, like, you're going to go to him and be like, all right, we got you. That's not justice. He's already had his cocaine and horse.
I mean, here's the thing. Somebody's got to be held responsible. And it's like, either we're going to get you or you're going to find out who the hell did this because it was done under your okay.
Could you imagine if you just start killing off employees? We're going to start killing Boeing employees. That company in the air employees?
No, really. Like, I think as police, that would be the appropriate response. Because again, like, it's so obvious. It's so, so very obvious. This man is out here telling on y'all, and then all of a sudden, he pops up dead. Like, that is not a coincidence. God rest his soul. How? Like, someone has to be held responsible. Like, and I mean, I get it. Like, they're like, oh, but we don't have any hard proof. But, like, do you need hard proof?
The hard proof was him going, hey, sister, I'm not suicidal right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And then he suicided.
Yeah. Also that. He literally told his, like, sister, a close family member or whatever. I think it was a close friend, something like that. But they had a conversation, and he was like, listen, if it turns out that I... you know, die, just know it was not a suicide. Like, they're gonna say it was, and it was not. So, like, that is so to me just so effed. Like, how... Oh, God. Something has to be done. Like, surely they can arrest somebody. I don't know. Like...
All right, so what I'm hearing is, and, like, maybe we need to edit all of this out, but, like, hear me out here. Are we becoming vigilantes? Are we going to go, like, administer street justice?
I think, I mean...
Because, like, what so, why not? Why don't we have more vigilantes?
I'm with it. Not for this Boeing thing, though, but I'm definitely with
but,
it.
But, like, for everything, why not?
I feel like at this point, we're kind of needing more vigilantes. Like,
fuck a president. Let's just get some vigilantes.
No, because, like, who else is doing the stuff, you know?
Yeah, we need to get out there and start s***ing people.
This has just become our origin setup. We're just documenting our origin story week after week. And putting it on Spotify and everywhere else that you download podcasts.
Yes.
We got to get merch that's made up of our masks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. We're going to be in these streets saving everyone.
Probably. Here's something. Hmm? Okay, and hear me out, because at first you're going to be like, oh, that's dumb. But when you think about it, like, can we just bring back blimps?
What happened to blimps? Are they bad for the environment?
Is that why we stopped those? One fucking blimp exploded once, and people got shook by that shit, and then they went, oh, there's planes and trains, which are way faster. But, like, okay.
Wait. Are you telling me people use blimps as a mode of transportation?
Okay, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
They did? I thought that they were just advertising things.
Well, now because people are freaked out by them. But, like, imagine if you could do, instead of a 7-day going into the ocean to the Bahamas, what about 7 days in the ocean or in the air to London?
No.
On safe, non-flammable helium.
Now, hydrogen? Actually, I mean, that one is an idea, like an airship type of deal. Because it'd have to be large.
Let me putt. Across the fucking air.
Conspiracy theory time.
Uh-oh. Let's do this shit.
Blimps were supposedly utilizing free air or free energy that was pulled from the air. There were lots of buildings that had copper wires or copper that was attached to them. And then blimps would attach to the top of the buildings. And then they would use that energy to continue to go.
So they were stealing energy?
Right?
No, there's free energy in the air, but if there's free energy in the air and people
then
know
we
about
should
it, then
all get it.
The power company's not going to be able to charge you for it.
Well, and that was the same thing that Tesla had fucking, you know, they say Tesla died over was him saying that we should all get, like, I think it was DC. DC current should be free and everyone should be able to just acquire it with some little simple towers on their house.
Yeah.
And that energy would just be free.
You know, speaking of Tesla, there was actually this other woman who tragically passed away. I don't know if you heard about it, but that she was some sort of
suicide herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say it was a oopsie daisies. She's some sort
is
of
that
basically. That was the actual technical term used on the headline. Yes, it was a oopsie daisies. No, it wasn't. but no, unfortunately, she drives a Tesla. She's some sort of billionaire. I forget in relation to what field, but some sort of billionaire, and was leaving a dinner party, and she was drunk and somehow reversed her car into like a lake and drowned. But before she drowned, she like called her friend to tell her friend that I love you. So people are like, how the hell she had time to make a phone call but not, like, get the fuck out the car?
Right? Like, how are you going to dial and be like, I'm not going to unroll this window. I love you.
Yeah, so people are like...
Girl crush.
They're like,
Was she in a Tesla truck, though? Because you can't break those windows.
I don't know what kind inside. Of Tesla it was, to
if
be
it was
honest
one of the new
you.
Trucks, you can't, you know, they're supposed to be, like...
Indestructible? How fucked would
they're
that
not
be?
Indestructible, but up until like, you know, a certain caliber of bullet, there's supposed
I feel
to be
like
some
but that should only
bulletproof.
Be from the outside, not from the inside.
How are you going to distinguish that? Like, if it's got to be high caliber enough to block,
can you make breakable glass on the inside but not the outside?
Nah.
You should
fucking get on it, Elon. What are you doing, musky boy?
I feel like that's the best way to do it, because like I mean, obviously, if your car is going into the water, and I actually saw a post about this recently. There's an acronym. I've already forgotten the acronym. But
it did not do you well then.
There's an acronym. It is basically the stuff that you're supposed to do in order, because you only have about a minute before your car really like gets submerged and you can't do shit.
So this is like a fear. I've got kids in the back seat. What do I do?
Okay.
Space boy, keep me alive.
The first thing.
I'm panicking.
Listen.
I'm dying.
The first thing you need to do.
Ooh, this water's cold.
Especially because the back seat is going to be.
You're at 4 seconds.
The back seat's going to be.
The last to go down.
It's going to be up.
I'm keeping track.
So you're going to want to, first of all, get your seatbelts off. That's the S. Seatbelts off.
Do you have until then 4 seconds?
Shut up.
You're at 34.
There's too much pressure.
Come on, you have your seatbelts off?
Please, you have to get your seatbelts off. And then you have to, like, if you have kids, you got to get back there and get the kids out of
their fucking restraints.
Get them out the restraints. And you have to make sure someone rolls down the back windows.
24 seconds.
You need to now get everyone out from the back windows.
Start playing.
Was that all of it?
Start playing the Sonic the Hedgehog drowning music.
You got it. You did it. You did it with 8 seconds to spare. You got everyone out of the car safely.
If I learned anything from airplanes, aren't you supposed to secure your own oxygen mask before you let the kids out of there?
I'm saying you have to get your seatbelt off before you can get their seatbelts off.
That's true, but their seatbelts are way complex.
You have to still get yours off first. And no, you're going to get yours off first and then roll down their windows in the back first. And then you're going to go back there, get them out, yeet them out the fucking, you know.
Send Space Boy everything
older
you own.
Older kids first is actually what it said, though.
Damn. Oh, because they can help you get the other kids out. And then you can blame them if they make it out without saving everybody. Good point. Good point.
It's because you've lived with your older kids the longest, so you probably like them better.
Trauma dump on them. Yeah. They're good for that.
So, yeah.
Damn, Space Boy, we came here for entertainment, and you taught us something.
Look at that. So, be safe out here. Don't drown in your car. Hopefully, it doesn't fall into water. But
sometimes you got to.
No, I don't think you do. But I do want to say, in all seriousness, like for real, this is a very bleak and sad time we live in, where there's like hits put out on people, just like very obviously, and then there's like nothing to be done about it. Apparently, I don't know. It's a strange thing. Especially when it's like planes that we, you know, some people have to use.
We depend on
as
them
as travel.
Yeah.
So like,
there's no real alternative, really.
You wanna? I mean, I've seen some people saying that they're gonna like start booking their flights based off of fucking manufacturer as opposed to airline.
That's dumb.
And all. Boeing has to do is offer a discount to these motherfuckers, and they'll be right back on there.
Boeing is offering a discount if you hold the door closed the whole time. You have to agree to hold the door.
That can't be real.
And you just fucking real just shoulder up on it. And as long as you can do it the whole ride.
It's actually free. Hmm. That's what I heard.
Hold on. Delta ain't doing this. Hold on.
That's what they
disclaimer said. Delta.
It's free, but not including the taxes. Nah, man.
Would you use recycled soap?
What is it recycled from?
Soap other people have used already. This is donated soap that has been. They are cleaning it. They are chopping it down into spaghetti strands and then pressing it out into new soap bars.
How? Okay.
So they're taking hotel soaps and things like that. And they put them in a bucket and then they grind them down. So like, let's say hotels, you go there and you stay the night and you don't use the soap in the bathroom.
Never.
But like you turned on
soap sucks.
Something and it got like gross, you know, and then. You know, you're not using it, so what do they do with it? They're not going to keep it. They're not going to give the next person the soap that you may or may not have used.
I think in that sense, then it is good to recycle it, and they should probably be donating it at
okay,
that
but,
point
like, do you want to use that soap? Because all they're doing is shaving it down, essentially melting it and then reforming it into soap.
I don't want to use that soap per se now, but that's why, like, first of all, the hotel soap, in my personal opinion, it kind of sucks. I don't like the texture. I don't like how it makes my skin feel after I use it. I always bring my own soap. for sure. So, no, I don't want to use it. But if I had to use it, then I would, which is why I'm saying, if anything, it should be like a donated item. Is it something I would pay for, like recycled hotel soaps? No. Mm.
Is there a depubing process somewhere in this cleaning?
There's got to be.
In this shaving off cleaning process that they have?
There's got to be.
Just they melts get, into
they, it. I was going to say, they've got to have something that separates like hard stuffs. But no, I'm thinking they just mute.
I mean, soap is self-cleaning though, right?
Yes, to a degree, I would think. Like
the, I don't know.
The surfaces would be like... Ah, man, that's some science I'm not sure on.
Yeah, because to be honest with y'all, I'm really not even sure about the science of soap. I know it's like supposed to be fat and like...
Glycerin.
Butter or something, I don't know. But like...
fat and butter.
I don't know what it's made out of. I don't know how that works.
That's a fucking scary thought. So, like, let's say a nuke went off, and we just saw a bright light, and we hold our hands up, and we put our thumb over it, and it's smaller. The mushroom cloud is smaller than our thumb. Mm-hmm. So we're not in any danger. So we probably want to close the window so we're not looking at the fucking flash anymore. Get away from the window because that's going to burst in.
Right.
But, like, as long as it's smaller than our thumb, we're going to live. And we got to stay inside radiation, but we'll probably be fine-ish.
Probably.
Motherfucking thing goes off. That's it. That's the end. So, like, toothpaste? I know it's sand and stuff, but, like, what am I going to do about my teeth? Yes, toothpaste is sand and some shit.
You can make your own toothpaste out of coconut oil.
Wow.
Where am I going to get a fucking coconut?
I got a jar of coconut oil in my
room. Okay, so
Archelle's got the...
What I'm hearing is we need to, like, make a list of basic household items and learn how to make them.
Right.
So then we can, like, have...
ammo.
Have it ready to go. You know?
The world's falling apart. People are fucking... They're all attacking each other.
I'm already working on that because I'm getting the fuck out of the matrix. That's why I know the toothpaste you can make with coconut oil because it's antibacterial.
Yeah.
And actually, I started doing the coconut oil pulling a couple weeks ago.
What?
You say bowling?
Coconut oil pulling.
Oh.
What are you pulling?
You swish coconut oil in your mouth for like 10 to 20 minutes. It gets rid of the bacteria that's in your mouth, and then you like brush your teeth afterwards, and it's supposed to help.
20 minutes?
Oh, does it?
Yeah, 10 to 20 minutes.
Does it make
holy
your...
Anywhere shit. From 5 to 20 minutes.
Oh, first off, is it coconut water? Like,
no, coconut oil.
It's just the oil and you just swish it around?
Yeah, so you can take, you know, coconut milk, coconut water, whatever, from a coconut. You can put it in the fridge, and then the oil will separate, and then at the top, you'll have coconut oil out of it.
Right.
And so you can use that. You put in a couple drops of, if you want to flavor it, I guess you can. You can put in a couple drops of something. And then baking soda. And then you just, and then you got toothpaste.
Do your teeth feel like soft and smooth afterwards?
They feel so fucking clean after I get done with this. I'm not going to lie. It's crazy.
All right. Well, fuck it. All
absolutely
right.
Crazy.
Okay.
I get 100% virgin coconut oil from the onlines. And yeah, it's been great.
I've had some mornings where I just sit in the fucking shower before I go to work, and I'm just brushing my teeth, and I know I'm like 10, 20 minutes in there just like,
bro,
just brush my teeth.
Get this. So I get on YouTube to go watch a video about coconut oil pull, you know, teeth pulling when I first started doing this. And this motherfucking dude on here, I'm not going to say what race he was, but this dude on here said you can do it for 5 to 20, you know, anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes to do the swishing around in your mouth. He said if you want to save time, you can do it the best time to do it is while you're in the shower, and that'll be about 5 minutes already.
Oh, no.
Down. Oh. Motherfucker, it only takes you 5 minutes
the
to
whole
fucking
shower.
I was going to say,
it only takes
never...
you 5 minutes to shower, bro.
Like the whole shower?
There is one period of my life where I took a 5 minute shower, and that was some fucking...
I feel
fucking...
like you only take 5 minute showers if you have to.
Yeah, exactly. If that we... was some move,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, if we don't have to. Like.
No, yeah, there's some personal shit you got to like attend to that takes time. Like,
there's no way you can scrub your body from the top to the bottom in 5 minutes. There's no way I can.
Well, with a loofah, you could speed run that shit.
I mean, if you have to do it, you can.
All right,
get
if you're
at
bald,
least one good.
I was gonna say, if
washing.
You're bald and you got a loofah and 3-in-1 gel, You could speed run that shit.
Never use 3-in-1 gel.
Not the 3-in-1.
That's detergent for humans. Don't tell me no different. If it's good enough for your laundry and you're wearing them clothes, why can't you use it on your body?
Because my skin is not clothes.
Well, what's the difference? You're putting the clothes on you all day.
No, I think there's a big difference.
That shit's sitting against you.
I do agree that your clothing can affect you, yes. But your skin will probably do that more because it's literally attached to you and your blood
Maybe
vessels.
My skin needs to get fucking better.
Your clothes can affect you, and that's why I'm also going to start switching all of my clothing with
tea tree oil.
No, either linen. Oh,
my
linen,
wife did that.
Linen or wool, like 100% wool.
Ooh, no cotton.
No,
boy, what are you doing?
No cotton. I'm going to tell you why.
Tell us.
Linen and wool give off the highest frequencies. Frequencies. So
I had a feeling you were gonna say something like that.
They're like 5,000. It's like 5,000. I want to say it's like 5,000 hertz of frequencies. They're just linen and wool, and then everything else is like lower. I think cotton's like 100 or 200.
Fair.
Or something like that. Anything. And
okay.
Are you gonna place some copper in that, dude? You need to do the copper in weave then.
Yeah.
Fucking
what
A.
About? Well, I already know.
I'm gonna start switching my shit with copper too.
I shake my head, but then when you're fucking running around and doing all this shit and I'm like broken knees, I'm going to feel stupid. So
he's going to be like all right. Coconut oiled up, levitating linen outfit.
I was going to say one foot on the ground, just kind of like bent in, like fucking perfect posture, fucking cum gutters all the way down. And he's going
to
be like,
I'm going to start accessing my superpowers around this motherfucker, so
hey,
don't be surprised when I start floating around here.
We support you.
I was going to say, don't take my negativity as against you. Fuck no.
No, I don't.
No, go off.
I don't at all, but I'm going to start making some life changes here very soon to assist with these things. But coconut oil, definitely. I stopped using lotion and just swapped it with coconut oil.
Nice.
And I'm doing the pulling stuff. I'm making changes around this.
Do you feel good?
I do. I feel great.
You feel rejuvenated.
I feel great. I feel like great things are happening for me.
That's awesome. Please, I want you to continue on this.
Great things will continue.
My energy with your energy.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it up.
I stopped the
get it,
bro.
Get it.
I avoided going to jail with
hell
with,
yeah.
With a suspended license, no
amen.
No insurance and expired tags.
Yeah,
no, plates.
that's a feat right there.
It's true flex in the lungs.
That's right, boy. Got skills.
We love it.
Good
we
things
love
happen.
It here. Well, good.
I still got to take the government down though.
Speaking of the government taking down, they're going to take down the Tiki Talks. Well, at least that's what everybody is afraid of. I personally don't think that's going to happen, but I get it. You know, they're mad about the TikToks. And then also, like, why is this even a thing? Like, why is it such an issue? I feel like there's bigger issues, like all these damn people in the country that they're taking up some space, specifically in, like, New York City. They have the National Guard. The National Guard is now in the damn subways because the crime and just nonsense is, like, at an all-time high. And they can't fucking keep up. But yeah, the TikTok, gotta ban TikTok if the China company doesn't sell it to an American company, which they probably will, in my opinion. I don't
think
that's
where the money be.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a Saudi Arabian company.
Yeah, exactly. It won't even be a real American company, probably. But like, the point is like, it'll likely get sold. I don't think it'll get banned. But even still, the whole thing is just so fucking annoying to me. I'm not going to lie.
They're literally calling it a matter of national security so that they can take over this fucking company.
It is. No, it is. It
I
is.
Mean, at the end
it
of
is
the day,
100%
At the end of the
is
day, it? Another yes. country.
So it is a Chinese company that
mm-hmm.
does business
mm-hmm.
that directly, if the CCP asks for their information, they have to give it over. So this is a company that collects your information, your face points, your location, your GPS. If you're in a naval base and you post a TikTok video, now mm-hmm. they have you're within 5-mile radius, all of this information. And if the CCP says, hey, you got to give that to us because as a company that does business in China, you're state run, that company has to give that information up.
Or, like, hey, we want you to, you know, put certain information out for these audiences. You know what I mean? Like, because apparently, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, there's this fear of fake news and misinformation being spread.
So the thing I hold on to that with the biggest, like, okay, maybe this is the truth, is this is a Chinese company, Something Bright. I forget the name.
ByteDance,
I think, is the name of it.
I forgot the name, to be honest.
We'll look it up in post. We'll edit that back in. It'll just be your voice going really quick over top of it. BitBright. That's my imitation of your voice. But the thing that's crazy is, all right, so you have this Chinese company that brings this product over to America, gets Americans hooked on it, that is banned in China.
It's not banned in China.
They are not allowed to use TikTok in China.
They are allowed to use TikTok
in China. They use a different app. It's not TikTok. It's a sanitized version. It's called...
Their algorithms are different, and instead of dumb kids doing dumbass dance shit and all the bullshit that's fucking spread on TikTok that we see, they play educational videos for their fucking people.
Okay, but is like, difference. China could do that. Like, TikTok could do
that's
that.
That's because China is a fucking, has a dictatorship, and they're communist, and they don't allow that shit over there. I don't really see how it's going to get any better with America being in control of it. What I'm saying is that...
So it says TikTok, whose mainland Chinese counterpart is Douyin.
Douyin, for short form videos.
By the internet company ByteDance.
ByteDance. So I was close. ByteDance. While TikTok is popular globally, both platforms are owned by the same parent company, but they have different content libraries and databases and operate under different rules and regulations due to China's internet censorship policies. So what they're saying is this is the same company that washes and sanitizes their stuff on TikTok for the Chinese market versus what they allow us to see. So they let us get the cheeseburgers and the fucking whatever, giving their people the vegetables.
Is that not because America allows that?
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
So what would be the difference when America takes it over? Do we all of a sudden think TikTok's going to get fucking educational or something?
No,
like in China?
No, but the difference is our information won't be given to the CCP.
Okay, so then
here's the thing. It's one of those lesser of two evils. Do you want your
America's
information?
America's the lesser of two evils?
No.
Do you want your own country stealing your information or another country
your information? I was going to say, like, I still want my cat videos and my nurses dancing in, like, you know, tight shorts. But I don't want my information going to China.
I feel safer with my information going to China because what the fuck are they going to do with it all the way over there?
Plan where to nuke, because they're like, oh, we have 18 billion people logging in there to look at that.
China has maps.
Yeah.
They already know where America is.
Yeah, but
they
now
want
they're,
to fucking
they're getting
nuke
that
us,
information
If
in.
They want to nuke us, then they can just fucking do it.
And they're getting all that sweet, sweet informational data, your location, how many sailors are on that base? Well, how many people are using TikTok from that location?
Did we not just talk about the American fucking the CIA agent or whatever that had two bullets in the back of his head? Do we really trust America to have the goddamn information?
Well, listen. America has that information already because they're American bases. I'd rather the Americans know about our American bases than the Chinese know
I'd
about our American
not.
Bases.
I'd rather not. Historically and currently, America is not to be fucking goddamn trusted.
Okay, yeah, so what I'm hearing you say is get rid of the TikTok.
I'm not saying get rid of TikTok.
He said TikTok.
I'm not saying get rid of TikTok. First of all, I don't give a shit about TikTok. I don't have TikTok on my fucking phone.
I do. Don't get rid of TikTok.
I'm a grown man.
I do have TikTok. I don't have the TikTok.
TikTok is great for video editing and syncing up music to videos.
It seems fun.
It is a great video editing tool. It is great for music library and setting to and making collages. There are a lot of uses for that.
What I will
say. Some companies should come along and cannibalize the shit out of it and take it away from communists. Fuck the Reds.
And give it to communist America.
Yes. No. Capitalist.
I will plug InShot is actually a really great video editing app as well. However, to use all the features, you do have to pay. But it's not a lot. Like, you know.
See, TikTok, you don't have to pay for any of them.
You don't have to pay.
You just have to give up a little of data.
And,
which I don't want to do.
And when America takes it over, you think you're not going to have to fucking pay for it? You think they're not going to put some charge? You think there's not going to be a charge?
There's going
to
be a premium
gonna
version.
They're still going to give it away for there's, fucking free?
I think there's they probably be a would version. Have a premium, because this is America.
Yeah. And they're going to have your fucking information, and they're going to stop the information.
I think that's also
I want America
part of
to have my info.
They want to make money off it, and I don't know that they're able to.
They want to make money off of it?
Oh, yeah, they definitely still make money off of it.
They want to stop the information, some of the information that's coming into TikTok that is good for Americans. They want to cut
probably.
That shit out.
Yeah,
they want to ignorize fucking people. They want to make people more fucking ignorant to things that China is allowing us to fucking see.
True,
but again, they're not letting their people ingest that. No nurse videos in tight pants or cats for the Chinese.
I would also
they get how to field strip a rifle.
I would also like to throw out that where does personal responsibility come in? Because you could watch you could look up educational videos on TikTok. You could look up educational videos on TikTok and not watch all the bullshit and just set your algorithms.
Did you guys hear about that guy, the librarian man? And they it turned out happy for him, but he was like, you know, really nice and educational, and he was just like literally going, you know, hard for his local library and promoting the library, and he was super sweet. Seemed like he might have, I don't know, been on Spectrum, maybe not, but he was just like, he was just a really nice person and just really excited, and he definitely had a like kind of Mr. Rogers ass way of talking, but like, you know, he was just so nice, and people would like, they just started like harassing him in the comments and stuff about like how he's a creep and he's probably, you know, diddling kids and all this type of shit. And it got to the point of him literally saying that he was going to stop working at the library. He had been working at the library for like 10 fucking years. Okay. He grew up going to that library, and he was like, oh, my last day at the library is going to be March 1st. It's been such a great time for me, but I need to work on my mental health. It was so freaking sad. He did end up actually getting a job though with PBS. They like reached out to him because his videos were like, I don't want to say, I hate using the term viral, but they were popular enough that, you know.
Plot twist, all the serial molestations in the area go way down after he leaves for PBS.
Stop. That's not, no, we're not going to do that. I'm going to show you guys him later if I remember, but he genuinely seemed to know, like, just nice. And like, but I think too, kind of what you were saying about people have a choice to enjoy like positive content. I think, honestly, I can't speak for other countries, but I think here in America, like, we are just at a point of such fucking degeneracy and just like bleakness that even good stuff, like genuinely good things, people cannot, like, they just can't handle it. It's cringe, or it's like something's wrong with it, or just like it's not accepted. It's not acceptable.
Which is wild. Which is wild because you got other countries that do like nude news and things like that, which, you know, kind of wild concept here. They handle perfectly well over there. But then we also have like Wipeout, where it's just somebody getting.
Exactly. Like, and like, that's also another thing. I think maybe it has something to do with that, is because in our culture, we've really, really, really normalized violence. Like, it's so okay for things to be like blatantly violent. But sexual, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. And like, I have a coworker, he has like a middle school aged daughter, and he was saying, you know, him, the daughter and the daughter's friend, they're watching this movie, and it's like a horror movie. So there's this part when a girl, she starts getting kind of flirty, and, you know, she starts to like try to take her underwear off, and he's like, oh god, I feel like I'm gonna have to turn the movie off, because like, what the fuck is this? And then he's like, but then she got like her head chopped off, and I was like, okay, great. And I was like, but see, that's kind of
oh no, but that makes sense. Like, so if you see your kid outside and he's like playing war, you're like, okay, that's kid playing war. But like, you look outside and your kid's playing like, you know, fucking.
And I get that one thing, you know, is more likely to happen in real life than the other, right? That is a aspect of it.
Well, no, sex is probably more realistic.
That's what, like, I'm saying. Yeah. That's more likely to happen. So maybe that's why people are more afraid for their kids to see it, because they're more likely to engage in it. But I still think that there's a problem with like, just I don't know.
But getting used to war is okay.
Yeah,
getting used to going over and killing people is absolutely just fucking fine. That's
why we be arguing about the whole Gaza thing. It's just like, it blatantly is just wrong what's happening to these people. But yet we're so like conditioned to just, I don't know.
Now, I will say though, as a kid, I would watch my dad play violent video games, mm-hmm. and then I would go in my room and play with my action figures and toys, and I would play, like, you know, little mock battles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure if I was watching Nude News, I'd have just gone in my room and jacked it. Just fucking just, that room would have smelled like nutsack at all times. Just churning in there, just cranking that hog.
Yeah, but you would have been calmer, and you wouldn't have been as violent.
Fucking right. Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. I would not have a criminal record.
More of a peaceful, you would have been more of a peaceful person.
Fuck, you're right. Damn it.
Maybe you just had to rub one out, bro.
Just fucking, just get in there and crank that law hog.
No, like, it's, I don't know. It's an interesting thing, the violence. It's, but yeah, I feel like just in general, we're very like we're not super keen on nice things. I don't know why. Or like people wanting to do things, even, trad, you know, there's like the trad wife or whatever, which doesn't have to be nice or bad. Like, I mean, it's just people.
Wait, what is that? Go on. Explain that.
Trad wife.
That sounds like something I'd be interested in. What is that?
It's a traditional wife. Apparently they're like online and like, so they usually,
keep going.
That's gross. Please stop. They usually, you know, are stay at home moms and they like, you know, they do the cooking and they do gardening or whatever. They just,
I was going to say, please stop now before I have to start making the noise again.
No, stop. So like, it's not, again, it's not good or bad. It's just your personal, if you want to do that, that's great. But there's like been a lot of women who, do want to do that. And like, but they get a lot of hate online. Like, you're slaves. You're feeding the patriarchy. Like, you know, it's, such a, and like these women, they seem happy. They look fine. They look, you know,
the patriarchy lasted because that for like a reason. Like, you know, there's some give and take, sure, but like I'm, you know, there's some give and take on that.
And all the people talking about, oh, you're perpetuating the patriarchy. All these hoes are single and lonely,
and every one of them motherfuckers has like link in the bio. None so, like, are you really free of the patriarchy when your ass is like, oh, click on my link and see my pussy?
None of these desperate bitches are fucking married, and they're going to die fucking alone, and their cats are
going to
eat their
faces. Can I get 20 bucks from you?
Their argument is they don't want to be. Who said they want to be married? Who says that they want that life?
Them asking for 20 bucks. Can I hold 20 bucks real quick?
They say that they want their life. They say they want that life after they turn 40 and 50 and they're goddamn sad and fucking alone. They say they want it.
I think my perspective.
All these bad boss bitches, they say it. Why can't I find a good man? Why can't I find somebody to be with? Where are the good
men? My perspective is always going to be, if you're happy, then you shouldn't have to be like putting down other people's like way of life, honestly. Like, it really shouldn't be that big of a deal. If it could never be you being the stay-at-home wife with, you know, barefoot and the kids, then great.
Don't
like,
fucking do it.
Then don't. Like, you don't have to go out of your way to tell someone why they're wrong in living that way and how they're oppressing themselves. And, you know, women came so far to not be that and be, you're more than just being like, stop, just fucking stop. Again, like, if someone wants to live their life that way, and there's nothing wrong with it inherently, like, it's honestly wholesome. So like, but I just feel like we have this culture that's been perpetuating and like really brewing of just fucking negative. Like, everybody just wants to look at anything that could be good or positive as negative. And
yeah, knock it off. That's why you masculine hoes can't find nobody to be with now. That's why y'all sad and fucking lonely. Y'all gonna be haters forever. You're gonna be haters till you fucking die.
Yeah.
And when you die, your cats are gonna eat your face. That's
bless.
What's gonna happen.
You know, I saw a post where this lady was just like, why is there this narrative of being a crazy cat lady just because you're like you know, older, and like, why can't you just be older and learn? Which I agree with, like, because there are some women who maybe genuinely just don't want that, and they're fine. Like, they don't have to be a crazy cat lady. Like,
so, you know. Quick side tangent. Do you know why the crazy cat lady thing happens?
No.
When cats start peeing a whole bunch, there is some diseases you can catch from the cat urine that will affect your brain and start driving you crazy.
Wow. So you're saying this is an actual...
That you will actually go insane.
I think that's specifically for, like, those hoarder type ladies that have, like, fucking 30 cats and the house is never cleaned. And of course, and there's piss and poop everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say the cats piss and poop everywhere. And then all of a sudden you start getting brain affected.
But I don't think that's just normal, like, person with a cat.
Well, no. No, that's normal oils with a cat. They don't have any man to help them clean up anything. They get old, their body's weak, they can't clean up anything. They got all these fucking cats around, and that's
okay. You're making it seem like men don't get old and weak.
It's
like,
called,
come on.
Toxoplasmosis.
Men do get old and weak, but when these women are living these lives, they don't have anybody to fucking impress, and so they just let them goddamn themselves go. They let themselves go. They don't care about anything. Nobody's
okay,
coming in their fucking house.
Okay, we're not gonna go there.
We're not gonna go there?
We're not.
Why?
I just don't think we should today.
I think we need to talk about it.
Do we?
We don't need to, but we probably should. We might be saving people's lives out here. There are probably people listening whose moms and grandmas and aunts that are lonely and sad and depressed because they ain't got nobody to fucking be with, and they really want to, and then they just decide to get cats and shit for companionship, that we could save them.
I think that it takes a lot of self-awareness, but there's also, like, so there's a role that these men play as well, especially, like, older men, you know, who may be single, because they're also...
getting a bunch of cats.
No, I feel like they usually, what happens is they get to an age, and then, like, if they haven't settled down, it's like, I'm not gonna do it, even if they meet someone who, you know, I guess they mesh with, it could still be they're just not gonna commit because they I don't know, they've gone this long without committing. I don't know, this is a
touchy subject.
No, it's I feel like it's a whole thing we could, like, really deep dive into that I just don't have the energy to tonight.
I don't even know where to go from there. I don't even know where to go from there. I don't know.
Fair enough. I just you know, you gotta stop the women's slander.
Is it woman slander?
Kind of.
How? How is being factual slander?
No, it was generalizations and stereotyping.
The world is about generalizations.
I think we see the world in generalizations because it's easier for our brains to digest, but then we can take a closer look at things.
I think it might be
really see.
I think it might be kind of crazy to not focus on the generalizations when that is the majority of the population. It's the majority of the population. Why are we thinking about the outliers so much? Yes, there are outliers, but if it's only 2-10% of people, and,
well, 90%, we don't know that.
I'm not saying that's exactly what's going on, but I'm saying in general, right, if there is something that's factual 90% of the time, why then are we going to be like, oh, but that doesn't happen all the time? What about these specific one-off goddamn things that fucking happen? Why are we basing things off of that?
I don't think that it's... I'm saying, I feel like if there's enough of a difference...
How much is enough? Give me a percentage.
I think a 15-30% variance is enough to mention. If I feel like there's a 15-30% variance in the generalization, then I will make mention of that.
All right. So say 30% of the world are pedophiles.
Oh, okay.
Should we then make that? Should we then
wait?
Should we then look at look at that and be like, oh, well, 30% of the world is pedophiles, so we should let these MAPS motherfuckers have their fucking rights to diddle little
That's
kids.
That's not what I said at all.
That's not what you said. I'm asking a question.
No.
You said 15 to 30%, so I'm talking about the outlier. I'm talking about the outliers.
If we bring if
the majority of people are not pedophiles, but 15 to 30% of people, we'll say all of California, say the United States, we'll say everybody in California is a pedophile.
Okay.
Should we then make what they want to do general for everybody else when it's only 15 to 30%?
No, that's not what I'm saying either. I'm just saying, like, if you were to say that everybody in the state of California is a pedophile, and my response would then be like, okay, well, you can't say everybody. There's 30% people there who are not pedophiles. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, but I get it. You would still...
So that would mean 70% of the motherfuckers are pedophiles.
Yes, and you could still make decisions, you know, based off of that majority, but I would still feel like it's worth noting that they're not the only population there. That's all I was saying.
Okay, but if 70% of them are pedophiles, wouldn't there then be like, and that's the general fucking consensus, wouldn't they be able to make laws like to allow them to do what they're doing?
Okay, I feel like this is going left. I don't know where this is going actually, but I think it should go away.
I agree. I also think pedophiles should go away. You're correct.
Yeah, 100%.
Speaking of pedophiles.
Oh, God.
Do you guys see Drake Bell as a victim now that this dumbass documentary has come out?
No.
Yeah, he's still a victim.
He is still a victim. That is correct. Do you think that him being a victim, I don't want to say it excuses him also diddling little kids, young girls also, but like, do you think it's right that now the general consensus is that
cycle feel, never
people
ends?
Feel bad for him that this stuff happened?
Yeah, but like, he's just trying to push that cycle perpetuates itself, and that's not cool because it doesn't.
So if the cycle does perpetuate itself and he was diddled when he was a young kid, and now he's diddling young kids as an adult.
But again, young kids.
Shouldn't we just kill him?
I was going to say exactly, because if it was my kid he diddled, I'd have to kill him. So like,
but I don't know was diddling young kids.
You don't know because they've already scrubbed it off the internet, because we looked it up. We tried to look it up already.
I don't think that, okay. The point is like, what we do know is that he was charged with child endangerment. And that's pretty much it. That it was child endangerment because there was a 15-year-old that he had an online relationship with.
What is
so again? I don't know the full extent.
And how old was he at the time?
I don't know. It was fucking man. He was definitely like an adult, like late 20s or so.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing mixed things like on social media about the details of it. I can't find details myself at this point. I'll try to keep finding it, but I don't want to focus on that because I don't necessarily have the details on that. But the point is like, he definitely was in a position that was not okay. Apparently I don't know what he was doing or what he was saying with this person, or again, to the extent of if there was actual physical anything. But the point remains that he is a victim. Whatever happened with like this Brian Peck dude, I didn't watch the documentary, so I also can't like get too into that. But just based off of the cliff notes that I've seen and heard, this guy definitely was a problem that was noticed, and it just kind of was
kept going.
Yeah, allowed to keep going. Drake Bell's own father did not feel comfortable with this man, and he eventually, I guess, was kind of shunned away, shooed away for it. Like, Drake Bell's mom divorced him and got full custody, and you know, he had to move away and all this stuff. And, you know, he wanted to make sure that his son was not left alone with this man. And that ended up being the opposite of what happened. Not only was he left alone with him, but this man was managing him, picking him up and taking him to auditions, having him spend the night at his house. There was just like a lot that was going on, apparently. So either way,
how much you want to bet Drake Bell's dad didn't give up any of the money his son was fucking giving him from acting in these TV shows?
Right.
I would assume probably not, but I also don't know that he was getting any money. I would have to do more research to really say, but like, Drake Bell's not the only person who was affected, right? Like, I mean, I know he was the big one that like the documentary focused on, but there was other child actors who also were witness to and victims of some of this foolishness that was happening and just being allowed to happen on this network. And I know it's not new news. I feel like we've talked about this maybe before, like a few years ago when it was like first coming out. But it's still just very like sucky to realize, you know, like these kids did not have that fun childhood that it looked like they were having.
No, it was all work and getting diddled.
Yeah, like, geez, man.
Drake Bell's in his like 40s now. Why didn't his dad
say? He is not in his 40s.
He's not?
No, he's like 37.
That's his 40s.
He's aging like
I'm in my 40s.
He aging like spoiled milk. God damn. That's awful.
Yeah, he's like 36 or 37.
However old he is.
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't Drake Bell's dad saying something to people other than his wife before this documentary shit came out?
Because he was going to get Boeinged.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, he had to sign some shit, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, to sign some shit that says he wouldn't tell people.
Yeah, NDAs.
NDAs
exist.
Are a real thing, bro.
Okay, so
and they have length of time.
Can't be telling on people getting diddling you.
I don't believe it.
You don't have to believe it. You just have to sign.
I don't believe it. He was reaping the benefits of that shit for years and years, and he wanted some attention out now. He wanted to distance. He wanted to have some plausible.
What if he's not a villain? What if he's not a villain in this?
I didn't say that he was a complete villain. I didn't say that he wanted it to
happen. I said,
what
if he's not a villain at all? What if he's just dumb?
He is. No, he's a villain. He wasn't dumb enough to try to warn his wife not to fucking have the kid around this Drake around this dude.
Yeah, but again, legally, if he can't take his kid, then what
how
is he
long,
supposed to
how
do?
How long does the divorce process and the custody process take,
they still
take,
assign
bro?
The kid to stay with someone during that process.
Even
it's
if
not
they
like
did.
The kid can just go off with the dad until the divorce finalizes. They'd be like, okay, you're
okay, but
not allowed to have this kid with you unless it's supervised. She doesn't have to approve the supervisions, and therefore the kid is always with her. And then the shit takes weeks or months or however long, and then it's passed, and then that's that.
That's why we got to break the matriarchy.
But is there not? Is there,
there
not?
There is no matriarchy.
There is a matriarchy.
When it comes
that's
to child, when it comes 100%. To getting child access, when it comes to getting custody of children, there is definitely a matriarchy.
There's 100% a matriarchy.
Bring down the matriarchy.
That
that's
is
right.
The only
Fiend
way.
Fix's
oh
real
yeah.
Messages.
Moms by default get. I don't want to say stuck with, but they get the response.
Stuck with. Stuck with.
Damn. Shackled
I mean, because,
down with.
I mean, because
them.
It could be looked at either way, right? Like, I mean, yeah, in the court system, they're more likely to get the child, but also. Who's the parent who's more likely to just leave and like they don't have to face any consequences from doing so?
It's not about leaving. You just said that this guy didn't have rights to have his kid. The court could say, hey, you can't have your kid at this time, so how is it leaving if you're not allowing
I'm just,
me access?
No, I'm saying that there's it's
it sounds like you're
multi,
victim blaming.
No,
it sounds like
I'm
you're victim
multi,
blaming. It sounds like the men are the victims.
Issue.
It sounds like it's the men not are a the matriarchy. Victims. It sounds like the men are the victims, and you're just giving excuses because they're fucking women. The women are in control.
I'm pretty sure this was the women plot of the new Ocean's 12 movie that was all female.
The women get influence
that
over the
Ocean's
kid.
Ocean's 13.
Gosh damn.
The women get influence over the kid. The women anyway. get the custody. And the men, no matter how much they want to fucking fight for their kid and how much they want to have their kid.
Okay. The point is,
there's a stigma that they're just leaving. And they're deadbeat dads.
It's a really tragic thing. What happened though?
Which wasn't that way before like the 60s. I think I want to say before the 60s, maybe the 50s, 60s. I want to say before 1960 when a couple got divorced, like a married couple got divorced or whatever, the men had ownership of the kids. Like
I don't believe that.
Got custody.
I don't think
Google
that
it.
Was a thing.
Google it.
We can Google it.
Google it.
I'm not Googling it
now.
No,
Google it right now.
No.
Google it right now.
Oh, my God.
We're not spreading this misinformation around
You're
here.
Spreading
Google
misinformation.
It right, Google it right
I
now.
I don't think that's true. But listen, Google it. I'll Google it. And
Google
I'll,
when did
I'll
women
put it
start
in.
Getting primary custody of kids after divorce? What year did women start getting primary custody of divorce?
I will Google it and we'll find
in the
an
United
answer.
States.
And I'll put it in later.
Nope. I'm Googling it right now. We're looking
He's
this up
beat
right
you
now.
To it. Male superiority. Male superiority.
In the 1940s and 50s, attachment theory, the idea that infants form a deep-seated connection and attachment to their primary caregivers became significantly more popular in academic social circles. So that basically means... Thus, when researchers began to study children's relationship with relational attachments, they looked at a mother and child bonding first. In 1969, when the then governor of California, Ronald Reagan, set off the divorce boom by signing the first no-fault divorce bill into law, and courts suddenly had to negotiate many child custody arrangements, mother-child bonding was the only relevant study data available. So basically... That was the time when they started definitely doing that.
1969.
When they started definitely doing it. Not like they weren't doing it the other way.
Again, I'm not saying that every time it happened that they went to the men, but I'm saying the majority of the time that they went to the men.
No, it was literally just saying it went to the women, because their studies were saying that the kid has more of a attachment to the primary caregiver. That was based off of their studies. That's what it said.
They did those studies and then they changed it.
Listen, Linda, I'm
they
not,
did the studies
I'm not
and
here.
Then they,
I'm not
they
here.
They did the studies and then they changed it. Also, women weren't even really working that much, so they didn't have money to fucking provide for the goddamn kids. So, of course, they were giving them to the men because they were the ones that were making the money and they could care for the kid.
But he can't care for the kid if he's at work.
Okay, but she can't pay for anything for the kid if she ain't got a fucking job.
Oh my God, that doesn't matter.
That does matter.
No,
what are you talking about?
Because if they
about?
Got a divorce, he and she didn't have a job, he's gonna have to give her money.
He has to give her money because after they changed it, because now she's taking care of the kid.
Okay, listen, we are done here. I'm done here, at least.
We're at hour 13.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done here.
We're going to fact check this. Please. We're coming back with the facts next week. I'm doing some research. I'm going to write a dissertation on this shit.
Get ready for an audio essay.
You better be ready.
From The Impaler. Stay tuned for that. And have your red pens out. And ready to go.
You don't need pens.
They're gonna have pens so they can take notes and grade you.
No,
you know what's crazy?
I'm gonna attach the dissertation to the podcast.
We just set a record
tonight.
It's gonna
be a TXT file.
Yeah.
For the longest, Space Boy has gone without introducing any of us.
Oh,
we don't need. First
wow.
of all, we don't need introductions.
Ouch.
There are people here. It's me, Space Boy Dandy. There's the Mitchy Mitch. There's the Impaler. Big Boss is kind of here.
He ain't. He said no.
If you don't know who we are by now, fuck you.
Whoa.
It's true.
You've been so aggressive tonight. Are you okay?
I'm just fine and dandy.
He's
I'm
on the roids.
Like, are you roid raging over there, my guy?
Why are you pushing drugs on me right now? No, I am not fucking roid raging.
Don't be pushing drugs,
He's
Space
not roid
Boy.
Raging.
Gosh dang.
No. I'm off Listen. Most of the drugs right now.
Most
well,
of the
right,
drugs are...
Not right now, but recently.
Okay. Well... Well, it's been real fun. I hope it's been super educational. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to wipe your chin. Take care. Brush your hair. Wear clean underwear. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.